This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
At 5 o'clock in a half hour, Ben Standing with the latest on the Commanders. Why did they feel they had to need Bobby Wagner? They wanted to bring Bobby Wagner back. And why not the same necessity to keep John Allen around on a one-year deal? He was released to save $16 million in cap space. We'll talk to him about those things, the Debo Samuel trade, and what is next. That's coming up at 5. John Walton on the Caps at 6. And remember, at 6:10, our Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag on the way out to finalize the week of programming here on G&D. Danny, you don't know what happened yesterday yet.
This is not a work. I am legitimately in the dark. I received a cryptic text message on the way home. Okay. I'm in traffic. Ryan said, I can even pull it up here. Exactly. I'm not sure exactly what it was.
Yeah, read the text exchange on the group text yesterday as we were leaving.
Okay, Logan at 3, Ben Standing at 5. Nope, that's later.
Don't read everything.
No, please. Okay, I'm just trying to get back
stop
to
reading
here.
Random
yeah,
text.
I got, okay, here we go.
Immediately stop reading what you're reading.
No, because the next one is not good for us. Okay, here we go. 6:36 p.m. from Ryan Clary. Grant just caught me doing one of the most embarrassing things ever. I'm so ashamed, but this is a great double play. Ryan follows up. I have so much shame right now, yet it's so funny. Grant, it's so funny, but I'm just like so embarrassed by the whole thing that I don't know what to do. Ryan, I'm more embarrassed. I have so much shame right now. It's likely the cheapest thing I've ever done. Grant, I should have minded my own business. I hate this for both of us. Ryan, I'm cackling. Toby chimes in with, so funny. That's the exchange. I don't know what happened.
Okay. So this is right after we got off the air. So the reason Danny doesn't know, he's probably gone for 10 minutes.
I'm already in the car.
Right? Now, most of us were just still packing up our bags and headed for the exits.
Yep.
So the way it works is pack my bag up, get ready to go, go and say goodbye to the guys, put my stuff away in my locker. By this point, Danny's on 395.
Yeah, I go, later, so, guys, and I'm out the door.
So I am wheeling around the corner toward the bathroom.
Ryan's okay? Already laughing, by the way.
Yeah. There is for people who have never been in this building, there's like a hallway where as you're coming down the hall, you can go left into our kitchen, in our common area, our market, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
If you go right, there's a little side hall that leads to the bathroom. That's where I'm headed. But as I'm coming around the bend, I see Clary standing there, like kind of hovering over the counter in the kitchen, taking off his backpack. So far, everything's fine. Ryan, you were taking your backpack off, it looked like, right?
Yep, I was taking off the backpack.
Were you getting ready to head out for the night?
Getting ready to head out. I was going to go to the bathroom, and then I was going to head out.
Okay. So I see Ryan. Nothing's weird yet. As I'm walking another 15 or so steps down the hall to peel off to the right, I notice that he's got what looks like a spray bottle in his hand. So it's one of these bottles with like
The squirter on the top, nozzle.
The squirter, the pedal, the thing you pull back, like a trigger, basically. And you spray things. And he's kind of, I can't tell if he's taking it out of his bag or like jamming it down into his bag, but he's kind of fighting with this spray bottle, trying to force it into his bag, where his laptop and a bunch of wires are. It's just a random thing to see.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
So far, yeah, that's unusual.
Now, what do you always say about me? I am...
nosy.
Yes, but what else? Better way to say it, Darren Pang. Curious.
Oh yeah. Yes. A one-trick pony. No, sorry. You're very curious.
I am a one-trick pony, but I'm very curious. So I see Clary jamming this thing into his bag. What I should have done is just gone to the bathroom. I should have said, Ryan brought a spray bottle to work. I can never just leave anything alone. So I say, hey, Clary, did you bring a spray bottle to work? And he kind of looks over at me real quick and just looks straight back ahead and doesn't say anything. Okay? Then I say, Ryan. And he looks over at me again. I go, is that a spray bottle? And he goes, yeah. And I said, why did you bring a spray bottle to work? And he goes, I didn't. And then I said, what is that? And he goes, and he points toward the counter and he goes, it's a cleaning, it's a bottle cleaner. It stays on that counter, but no one really uses it. So I was going to take it home.
Oh, no.
And I said, what? I said, you're stealing the cleaner from off of the counter?
Oh.
In the kitchen?
Right.
At work? And he goes, and I quote, this is really embarrassing. Just like that. And I go, why would you do that? He's like, it's only like $5. I said, yeah, but like, why are you doing this?
$5.
And he's like, deep breath, looking around, scratching his head. He's like, maybe I'll just leave it. At this point, I go, I can't believe this is happening. I'm going to the bathroom. He follows me into the bathroom to keep explaining himself. Tag, you're it, Ryan. What in the hell was going on over there?
All right, so you nailed the story. I mean, you nailed it 100%. Besides, it was not in the kitchen. It was actually maybe even worse, in the producer studio. And as I was leaving, I've been eyeing this spray bottle for days.
Wait, which, in this studio that you're in?
In this studio that I am in, the little fishbowl here.
The cleaning bottle from the producer's studio.
The cleaning bottle.
So did you lift it up from here and carry it all the way to the kitchen?
Yes.
Why were you putting it in your bag all the way over there instead of for the 4.5 hours you're sitting in the room with it?
I just saw it and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I was going to take that thing. So I was supposed to take it on Monday. But
what do you mean
supposed to? Is doing a lot of work.
Yeah. Like your girlfriend said we need cleaner, and no. Monday you were going to scoop it. And
I needed to clean up like cabinets and all that stuff, and I used that exact cleaner in this green bottle that like is whatever it is. It's really hard to find. Like I cannot find it anywhere, and we have it here. And I've noticed that it's been collecting dust. No one uses it. It's been sitting there for well over a week now, and then I thought of a pretty good idea, what I thought, over this past weekend. Like,
well, I thought of a good idea. I conspired.
When did you first think you were going to take this thing? Like, it's been it's just been staring at you, mocking you, basically.
It's been staring at me. It's right next to me all day long.
Where does it normally sit? Where was it?
So, it's typically by the B. Mitch and Finley studio. Right near, and like, obviously the people can't see it, but there's an all-cap sign right there. It sits right in front of it.
What cleaning product is this?
Like a Myers something?
The most normal spray bottle that you could get for $2.99.
What kind of surface cleaner is it?
It's,
do you know? Glass? Is it wood?
No, it's like a multi-purpose one. So
multi-purpose, okay.
It's like a 409 cleaner, but in a different bottle.
Yes, exactly.
It's something that you could get at any store in the history of the world ever.
You would think that, but I have checked. Last time it was on my list.
But it doesn't matter if you use that or another one.
I know.
You don't have a preference.
This one, Ryan?
That exact one, that green one.
So there's a lot of links that come up when you do a quick little search. Amazon.
Is it available?
Yeah, it is.
You can have it delivered tonight for how much?
You could. I get that it's pricey, $3.99. there are a couple other outlets too, CVS or Staples.
So when you're putting it in your bag and you see me coming, is any part of you going, like, he might see me doing this or no?
No. In fact, I had no idea that you were coming. And it wasn't even like, oh, I'm gonna put it in my bag. I was just like, I'm just going to put it in my bag. And then
was it registering that you're stealing it?
I was borrowing it, I would say.
You're going to bring it back?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
Of course. Have you done this before with other things around the office?
I have not.
I mean, now we have to wonder.
I know. And now things are going to disappear. And they're like, Ryan. I'm like, no, I did not.
How many nubby things you didn't need to take have you taken?
Like, sometimes I can't find the wiffle ball bat, Ryan.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, I will say I'm running low on toilet paper right now also.
But this is the same level of just going into the bathroom and taking a roll.
I know. And
Have you ever done that or considered doing that?
I have not done it. Have I considered it? Maybe as of this morning, because I did see that thing getting low. I don't want to go to the grocery store, but I will not do it because I like Charmin.
Did you end up taking the bottle?
Charmin, by the way, just as a quick side.
Oh, I thought he said Charming.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about the brand of toilet paper. Yeah. He said Charmin.
What does he use?
Charmin.
Back to the story, please.
He's a Charmin Lindgren guy. Yeah. For sure. All right, back to the story. So,
has he ever been to Charm City?
He follows me into the bathroom, by the way, and plops down in the stall and just starts yelling at me. There's another guy in there, and he's like conversing with me. Oh. Can't believe you saw that, man. I'm going to leave it now. I thought better of it. I had a moment of conscience here. So did you leave it or did you keep it?
No, I kept it. I kept it.
You took it home?
I took it home.
Oh, my God.
Did you use it last night?
I did use it last night. After I cooked some dinner up, like I put my feet up in bed, and then
The amount of times you reach out to me after to say how much like embarrassment and shame you felt.
It was a lot.
I mean, that is rough. It's a $3 bottle of cleaner.
I know.
And you get caught stealing it from your office.
Yeah.
That's a low moment.
It was
I think I could have caught you doing the thing like people do late at night.
Yeah.
When they look at their computer and they don't want anyone to find them.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been less uncomfortable and awkward for both of us.
Oh, it would have.
Than me seeing you put that bottle in your book bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Brutal, man. I mean,
it makes my skin crawl.
With all your new corporate responsibility, too, of all the time for this to happen.
Well, I'm going to bring it back on Monday. It'll be there. You'll see it. You will see it for yourself. And I will just, let me defend myself for one second. It's been collecting dust forever. No one ever uses it. I mean, no one can see the studio besides you two sitting in there, but it is a mess. It is a complete mess. No one ever cleans it up.
You could clean it. You could spray it. I could.
But that's not my job.
Sure it is. Your workspace being clean?
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. You're right. I probably could, but I choose not to.
Right, because you want to steal it and use it at home.
You'd rather use it at home.
Well, now I do. And I saw it. I saw this as an opportunity to save a few bucks. And
literally a few.
Literally a few bucks.
$2.99.
Like one more than two.
And, you know, I know that we have Lysol wipes here, so I was like, you know what? We could use that. I didn't take the Lysol wipes.
Why not?
They were only in Grant's locker. You could probably crack that code.
It's a great question. You could take Lysol wipes. I mean, there's here's a scented candle over here. You could take that home.
That said, I love a good candle, too.
But I haven't been to your new apartment yet. We went to your old apartment. But I noticed the drapes weren't that new. You could take that Monumental Sports junks.
What is to stop you from, like, how do we know this isn't something that's going to escalate and you're not going to be running out of Marshalls with a trash bag?
It's how serial killers start. You start, we're using the magnifying glass on the ant, next thing you know, right?
I mean, I feel terrible about this. But I won't
Not
lie.
Terrible enough. That it was still in your book bag last
it
night.
It was still because I needed it. I needed to clean the counters.
But you're in Arlington. You live walkable to 14 stores with cleaners.
You would be surprised. You would be surprised at this specific one.
I would be surprised at how easy it is to get cleaner. You're
respectfully,
right.
I think you'd be pretty surprised right now.
The one grocery store that I go to near my place never has it. Never. Never.
Don't you live near a Trader Joe's?
Yes, but they don't carry those.
Maybe not that brand, but they carry cleaner.
I like that brand, and I like that scent.
No 25-year-old guy gives a damn about what brand you're using.
But I like the scent. I like the scent.
They make
other
lemon-scented stuff, bro. No. A lot of people got lemon.
You have Amazon.
No, but I don't have that's a whole situation.
I would happily order you. Just say, hey, man, I don't have Amazon. Can you get me a cleaner?
Yeah, you're right.
Or you could stuff it in your bag in front of witnesses.
It wasn't supposed to be in front of witnesses.
It would have been better.
The all-watching eye.
It would have been better if it was a computer or a car.
Yeah.
He was shoving into his bag. A $2 bottle of cleaner. It's just so nubby.
Oh, it's tough.
It's so tough. I mean, what is more embarrassing than that?
It was so embarrassing. Like, I'm still so embarrassed.
Like, the lowest I've ever felt, similarly, was, like, I knew that I had... Like something I needed to clean up in my car. So I grabbed a couple of paper towels and brought them down with me. You know what I mean? And even that, I was like, is this wrong? Like, even that much was cringeworthy. You know what I mean? Like, I've taken supplies from the office to wipe something down in my car because I'd spilled the drink or something, or my kids spilled it. I don't know what it was.
I could see you scooping, like, paper plates or something and taking them home if there's a bunch of them and you know, like, you're going to be doing pizza with your kids that night or something.
Yeah.
Like, I could see you doing
that. No shame
that.
In that. But a little shame in this.
That's some shame.
No, I
some
think there's shame in that. Like, I think shame. I've called you on that kind of thing before where, like, if we have a food drop and there's, like, a plastic silverware or something there, you might grab it and, you know.
Yeah, it's going to come in handy for me. I'll need it. Yeah.
Right. So that's nubby, too. But this is, I mean,
this is bad.
This feels like real thievery, I feel like.
I know. I felt bad. I legit felt bad.
But you did defend yourself relentlessly, both in the moment and then just now.
Yeah, I did. I did.
No, in the moment, honestly, he didn't. In the moment, he was caught so red-handed that he just kind of was like, oh, and he did the same thing he did with It's a Football, where he just flat-out panicked, and he was, like, looking around. He didn't know what to say. He is like a raccoon when the light gets turned on or something. Like, he just starts twitching, and he just has no calm at all. He's so guilty, and he just goes like, he almost cut himself off, and he's like, I'm just so embarrassed. And I'm like, embarrassed about what? What did you bring that to work for? He's like, I just feel shame. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I just
about?
Feel shame.
You know, I'm like, what is that? He's like, I'm taking, didn't say stealing, but it was stealing. I'm taking the cleaner from off the counter. And it's funny that it was in the producer room because he just vaguely pointed. He's like,
yeah,
it stays over there. No one ever uses it.
It's 54% used, but I'm taking it home with me.
I can't wait to see your counters. They must be beautiful.
Spotless.
They're spotless now, I can tell you that much. They weren't before.
A different position group breaking down the Commanders every single day. Let's get to the secondary next on G&D.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh boy, the boss now knows that there is a thief among us. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Band Standing covers the Commanders at the top of the hour in 10 minutes at 5, and then John Walton on the Caps at 6. That's when we'll do Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Chris Kinert is our boss. He is the brand manager. And
all the brands.
One of the big fellas now in the Odyssey Empire for sports. You just heard, though. And this is one of our favorite employees as a show, I will tell you. We've had a lot of fun working with Ryan, and it was a good run for him. He was trying to steal a $2.99 cleaner and got caught.
I believe he has succeeded because it's at home, right? He has it at his house right now.
That is true, yes.
Like, he literally stole it. It has been stolen.
It is no longer here.
Yeah, yeah, it has been stolen.
How long have you worked in radio?
27 years. This is the nubbiest thing that has ever happened in 27 years. Nearly three decades of being surrounded by nubby things, okay? This is an industry that is made up almost entirely of people that are nubs and weird and our equipment's always nubs.
Squirrely, raccoon, weird people,
Every little free thing they can.
T-shirts, food drops. People come to work with the Tupperware ready to go to, like, bring home the free food with them.
Graspers.
People eating, like, three-day-old pizza from the weekend on Monday. Like, so we're surrounded by nubs at all times. And we got the king of nubs right here. Ryan Clary, the king of nubs.
And you say you're embarrassed and you feel shame.
I am.
But not enough.
You
not
took enough. It home, not though, enough. After the interaction.
Well, again, the counters weren't going to clean itself. And they're not getting cleaned around here. I'm not going to call anyone out on whose job that is.
By the way,
please do. You're stealing from the place. You might as well call everybody out while you're at it.
You feel comfortable enough.
Right. You're right.
I love this idea, by the way, that he's like, these counters, and he's talking about in there in the studio, they're dirty, as if he can't just wipe them. He sits there for 4.5 hours a day. There's a cleaner right next to him.
Well, he was like, in my defense, it was just sitting there. Well, so are the computers. So is the control board. So is, like, the microphone. Are you taking
the camera's
those
just sitting there? Should I grab it?
Yeah.
I mean, I could. I'm not.
Are you sure you're not?
Yes, 100% I'm not.
What is different about the cleaner versus anything else that a bobblehead or a jersey or something you could just walk away with?
Okay. You want it? Like, you want what I'm going to say. It's not a good explanation as to why you should take cleaner. But
we were really expecting a really good explanation. Everyone in this room was expecting something really good.
I thought nobody would notice. And of course, Grant walks by and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, like, just nothing.
By the way, no one is worse at getting caught.
Yeah.
If you got caught doing something you were uncomfortable about, you'd probably smoothly just be like, oh, I'm just getting ready to leave. What are you doing? And I wouldn't go over and investigate. The way he reacted, it was as if I caught him doing something terrible.
You and did. So he was stealing.
He did. Yeah. I was going to say it away.
And then I had to
literally
ask
a sin.
He literally starts going, and like, just grunting.
Can you imagine following Grant into the bathroom then to try to explain yourself?
I was going there regardless. But yes.
But you kept talking, didn't you?
I kept talking.
And by the way, when he's in the stall making noises, you guys can imagine.
Yeah.
There's another guy clearly out there with us. Very obviously. Did not stop him from yelling his
another witness.
Yeah. Yeah, I did do that. I did do that. I don't know what else you want me to say.
It's incredible. Incredible.
How full was the bottle?
It's about halfway full.
That a half full bottle.
Think we could empty that bottle around here maybe next week, maybe Monday?
I think
as
we could.
Part of your punishment? I mean you.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
As the punishment?
Make him clean all the counters.
I think you need to use the rest of that bottle on cleaning this studio.
It's pretty important to you.
It's a great idea.
It's a good penance.
It works well. I was testing it out. It works really well.
Well,
it cleaned the counters really well at my place.
I mean, you seem very good at it. Sounds like you're very confident in your skills. Let's see him put to the test here.
He also was explaining to us during the break that, again, we're wrong because it's so hard to find Meijer's cleaner.
It is.
I mean, the explanations from him never make any sense in any area of his life, okay? We all know that. We've had discussions on and off air, okay? They never make any sense. You're trying to claim you can't find, like, multi-purpose household cleaner at a CVS or any kind of grocery store?
Not this specific one. I'm telling you, this green Meijer's, and yes.
Yeah, we buy only the best here. Is that what you're saying? Yes. Like, it's so good.
That's a great point.
Are you kidding me?
Odyssey has the one seed.
It's silly. It is silly. It's a silly cleaner. Now, it's not more expensive than anything else, but this set.
Clearly. Because
it is pretty cheap. Yeah,
$2.89.
Like, I don't know. They had it here, and it's just been sitting there.
The next time something's missing, do you have to email him just to make sure it wasn't him?
I mean, I won't even check the cameras. I'm just going to assume that it's Ryan. You know, I've had to call people before, employees, and be like, hey, I saw you steal that thing on camera. Can you please bring it back and never do that again?
See, I wish so badly that CK caught this on camera. That would be funnier to get the video. Is there a kitchen video?
Oh, we have video of it, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
If we could,
what would I pay?
I would love to put like him just getting caught and looking around and me walking up to him. That would be unbelievable.
We probably need that for social media, don't we?
We do. Yeah. Well, we can find it.
You want me to hold a tiny microphone? How about we push you, kleptomaniac, on
that's a deal. That is a deal.
My God. Ben Standing of The Athletic is going to join us next to discuss why the Commanders released John Allen on Grant and Danny.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.